Come on now, let's briefly go back to the statement of Jesus to Martha in John 11:40. Jesus said if she believed, she would see the glory of God. The Hebrew word for glory carries the idea of weight, honor, and heaviness, referring to God's faithfulness, His love, reputation, and honor, His overall greatness. The glory, His weighty presence, is one of the manifestations of His attributes. Friends, although the weight of God is a topic for a future time, in short, if you possess Christ as your Savior, you also have weight by way of the glorified Christ in your heart. Without Jesus, we are the opposite of weighty. We are weightless to accomplish anything. We have the strength of a shadow. Like Lazarus, a dead man with ongoing corruption, cut off from the life of God with no power to raise himself from the dead. Anyone in Christ has weight, and anyone that is cursed is weightless.
Weightless.
Lighter than shadows with no power to do anything other than be a slave to this world.
Lighter than shadows.
To be blessed and possessing weight, Hebrew kabod, in the New Testament means to have weight, to clothe and enable with power for success, prosperity, and longevity, and so on. It is contrasted with the word curse, Hebrew kalal, meaning to esteem lightly, weightless. Faith in Christ gives us weight for influence and impact. And, by the way, you can have influence and you can have impact, but you can't have control. Think about that one. I believe John saw the idea of the gift of faith as not only a starting point, but also an ongoing and growing endeavor. I also believe Paul didn't see what he mentions in 1 Corinthians 12 as just the average faith of any believer. He saw it was miracle-making, wonder-working, supernatural faith, which is possible to every believer as the Holy Spirit provides. According to the latter part of John 1, the disciples already believed, but in chapter 2 we read that Jesus manifested His glory and they believed. Believing, they saw, and seeing, they believed. Their faith was initial and also ongoing. And then Paul speaks of faith that is beyond the beyond. To me, that sounds a lot like 2 Corinthians 3:18, saying we are changed from glory to glory. Paul is speaking of more than just faith as a doctrine, but faith for the miraculous. And I believe that faith for the miraculous is a precursor to the working of many other gifts. The world says the universe is made of something which always was. God says He created the universe from nothing. A young man asked me why I believe that. The first thing I thought was because God and the Bible say so, and that is the foundation of our faith. Because He said so, not simply because we hoped it was true, lost in our general uncertainty, and only by experience did we believe it more or less. Then, to top that off, the Lord goes on to say that there is faith to do the miraculous on top of regular saving faith. Can you see the difference? The fact that we believe God and take Him to be faithful and true is, in itself, supernatural.
Supernatural.
Our faith is because of God and not based simply on events that are experiential. You know, Even if people don't believe God, it doesn't mean he isn't who he is. It just means they don't believe him and don't have a leg to stand on.
More than natural.
We believe him against all odds. We believe him when things don't go well. We believe him when what we thought would happen didn't. We believe him when life is good and when it's not. There is the substance of certainty in us which testifies of God's reliability, causing us to be sure, and we know that in him we are established. We are stable and always have a leg to stand on because he is stable and is firm in his footing. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is a substance. It is the evidence of things not seen. As much as my flesh may scream that what I believe is not real, my heart says my faith is strong and sturdy. The Greek word for substance means the concrete essence or reality and assurance. And the word evidence means the proof and conviction. Now here's a sticky statement. Faith is our woven together material composing the concrete essence and conviction of reality. Our faith is real and productive, and according to Hebrews 11:1, our faith is actually the greater reality. It is no rainbow illusion or fancy daydream. It is the reality of all realities, so much so, our lives have been reshaped around our faith, causing us to align with the divine, properly reflecting our God and King. Friends, the kingdom of heaven is more real than this world. The greater includes the lesser. By our faith, we are assured and trust in things we don't possess so far, but yet we are certain of the things of God with incredible conviction which we've never seen. Our faith is beyond natural. It is supernatural because normal, worldly faith is the ability to trust based on experience, and even that is sketchy. We are honoring Christ and telling our kids about heaven, the great throne, and the sea of witnesses, but most of us have never been there. We're abiding by the voice of the Lord, and we love Jesus, whom most of us have never seen. That is substantial faith, and it is such a deep conviction. It has changed our lives, our character, and we are inspired to share it with others, even to our death. Believing God to live as we live, and then believing God to do the miraculous, that is more than normal. That is the gift of faith, which is only given by God.